you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have a zip code?
Yes, 79936.
Thank you. May I please have the first and last name?
Yes, Rosalinda Rodriguez.
What is it again?
It's Rosalinda, Rosalinda. Rodriguez, Rodriguez, hyphen, OTT. I just had a transaction come out from your company, which I did not approve. So I wanted to talk to somebody so that I can go ahead and deny the payment. If not, I'm going to have to go into my bank.
Verify to me the shipping address.
Yes, it's 1500 Bob Hope, 79936.
Thank you for the information. As I look into your account, I see you have the meal plan. It was with the Bikes Hub for the mixer. It was a Sweet Stay server that was partnered with the Bikes Hub. It explains at the bottom offer by signing up for the contest. You also sign up for a server that provides recipe guides to cut the carb and boost
right.
the energy in your diet.
I never purchased that, so I need that removed from my account.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It was with the bundle with the mixer. Now I can get you down to paying $20 for you if you like.
Nope, I want it removed. I never approved that amount. It's a scam. I just saw it on Facebook. Everybody's talking about it, saying that it's a scam. And a lot of people are disputing that. So I told my bank, I have a picture where everybody's saying that it's a scam and that people are getting scammed. And I didn't think that it was a scam, but obviously they did. I never approved that amount.
Did you dispute the charge with your banking institution?
Yes. Uh-huh. I already put a stop payment on the card. Yes.
Did you dispute it?
Yes, I disputed it, and I put a stop payment. I stopped my debit card, so that transaction is not going to go through.
Okay, now due to a dispute on the account, we cannot issue a refund, but I can get your account counsel. You'll have to give us a call back with your banking institution, and they have to drop the dispute.
I never approved it, so I don't know what you want me to do. What are you saying?
We'll issue a refund back, but your bank institution had to call and let us know that they'll drop the dispute.
Are you going to issue it right now?
No, and you'll have to have your banking institution to give us a call.
Okay, so our bank has to, my bank has to call you to do what?
Let us know that they'll drop the dispute.
Why would they drop the dispute? That doesn't make any sense.
If they drop your dispute, instead of going through the dispute process, and it can take up to a dispute process, it can take up to 60 to 90 days. But I will go ahead and issue the money back. We just need your banking institution to state that they'll drop the dispute.
I don't really know. I just need the money back today, and I don't need my bank to call you. I'm calling you.
We cannot issue a refund until your banking institution gives us a call.
Okay. Let me go to my bank and tell them to call you in person then.
And if you'd like to jot down your cancellation confirmation number.
Sure.
C as in Charlie, 920-630-00. One moment. 0050.
Okay. And so I need to go to the bank and tell them to call you for what? I'm confused.
If they're willing to drop the dispute that we charge to your account, which was $59.89, we'll be more than happy to issue that refund back.
To dispute. Okay. Well, I think they're just going to put a stop payment and dispute it. But anyway, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.